Well, while our election campaign has just kicked off, the Philippines will elect a new president today. Controversial Mayor Rodrigo Duterte, also known as the Punisher, is looking likely to triumph on an anti-crime, anti-corruption platform. Kim Williams has more.
His background is 22 years as the mayor of Davao City in Mindanao, which is one of the southern islands in the Philippines. So look, he's got a long record there in local government, but quite a notorious record.
Dr. Jane Hutchison, Asia research expert at Murdoch University, says Duterte polarises opinion.
His supporters say he's clamped down on crime levels in the city. His detractors say he's responsible for a number of human rights abuses.
In 2009, Human Rights Watch called on the Philippines to dismantle organised vigilante groups that had illegally killed thousands of Filipino criminals as part of a clean-up crime campaign. The report linked the gangs to government officials and police. While Duterte denies any links to so-called death squads, he's also been slow to condemn the practice. Dr. Imelda Daynler from the Australian National University says concerns remain.
Most of the people that were actually killed were actually petty criminals, and also some of them are actually young people. So this is really the concern. And of course, there is also allegation that some of those who were killed were not actually criminals, but somehow their identities were mistaken.
So why is Duterte soaring so high? Why are Filipinos embracing him? Dr. Daynler again.
I think for most of the Filipinos, and even in the rural areas, in the provinces, see him as someone who can deliver.
Duterte is no stranger to controversy. He recently joked that as mayor, he should have been the first to rape an Australian nun murdered in a prison riot, but he later apologised. He's also allegedly made statements that he would butcher criminals and abolish Congress, giving rise to concerns he wants a return to the dictatorship times of Ferdinand Marcos, who he is said to admire. But Murdoch's Jane Hutchison thinks that's just bluster.
I don't think that's a serious one. There's not much support to return to authoritarian rule despite the apparent popular support for strong figures. I think in general the Philippines suffered so badly in economic terms and in regional terms under Marcos, there's not much appetite at all to return to that.
Imelda Daynler agrees.
For those I have known in Davao, talking to them, to many of them, I have friends there who live there. Apparently, he doesn't run the city council as a dictatorship. In fact, there are many people, very, very credible, worthy people who are actually part of governance in the city, and he has actually adopted, and this is really quite an irony, Davao City has actually adopted many progressive laws from women, children, and even, you know, the environment.
All indications coming from the Philippine election today indicate Rodrigo Duterte will be the Philippines' next president. But the world is watching to see what sort of president he will make.
Kim Williams with that report.